You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Plantation Pineapple Rum and Bedford Soda and Liquor.
Ben, mate, you're back.
Yeah, man.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Fair to say the tallest bartender at Bedford Soda and Liquor?
Definitely.
Across the board? Do you know about the Takapuna branch?
Oh, yeah, I used to work there. Definitely still the tallest.
Okay, all right, sweet.
Nobody comes close to me.
Do you ever have to step in and for like bouncing duties or anything like that?
No, but my nickname over there is Top Shelf.
Sweet, oh, yeah, okay. You get to handle all the expensive alcohol.
All the whiskeys, yeah, that's all me.
Now, I feel like this one's going to get quite sciencey. I'm looking at a flask.
Yeah.
You've gone and boiled some water.
I have.
And there's the classic few bottles with minimal writing on them. And even a little tea for one, sort of party for one tea maker or coffee plungers thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got I think it's called a French plunger.
Okay. Where? And is that because of the football? Just everything now? Go there.
I'm still salty about that. We can't bring that up. So we're basically going to blend a couple of teas together, flash brew them with a bit of boiling water, throw our cocktail into there as well, and we'll see I'll show you what's in here at the end. This is a little surprise.
Okay, sweet. So it's kind of like a brewed cocktail.
Yeah, it's actually called the FBI, the flash brewed infusion, because it doesn't sit for minutes or anything to brew.
Nice.
It's a flash brew. You infuse the two different teas together and comes out pretty good.
All right, mate, well, you lead the way, and I'll just bamble about stuff I don't know anything about, as per.
Oh, as per, yeah, exactly.
What are these little cups, actually?
Oh, so these are these are what I was...
Yeah, a little Japanese vibe going on there.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them, actually, back in the bar. Nice. So what I've got in here is I've got this is our blend of tea. So one's a black tea, kind of like...
Is it in there already? Can I smell it?
Yeah, okay, you can do.
John would want me to smell it.
He would.
Okay, yep, there's stuff in there.
There's tea in there, yeah. Okay, cool. So we've got a blueberry tea in there, but we've kind of bulked it out with a bit of black tea as well, so it's a little more robust.
Okay.
And into this is what we're going to start throwing our ingredients. So we're using Citadel gin today. Mm. It's nice and citrusy. It's kind of got that body you want. We've tried it. If you try it with any other gin or anything that doesn't have that kind of robust
bite.
Feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of bite, you just lose it all. And it's okay. Just not worth it.
You're cheating yourself at that point.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So we're using 30ml, which is... standard shot here. 30ml of our Citadel, and then we're going to do another 30ml shot, but this is going to be of peach liqueur.
Peach liqueur?
Yeah, man.
I'm feeling 15.
I think you're thinking of Midori Lemonade.
Yeah, oh man, oh no, Mississippi Moonshine, eh?
Oh,
what the fuck's going on there?
I don't know what your childhood was like.
It was like living in Silverdale, that's what it was like.
Oh yeah? That was all Smirnoff Double Blacks and Wild Moose.
Okay, let me guess. North Shore?
Yeah. Just look at me. Look at the shirt I'm wearing. Like, come on. He didn't need to know anything.
Right on.
Right, so soldiering on through that. Now, so we're also using an Amaro. Amaro Montenegro.
Okay, definitely don't know what that is.
We're just using 15 mils.
Going to have to smell that one.
Yeah, give it a smell, man.
Have you put it in the? I don't.
I have touched it. Yeah. So Amaro is like a bitter.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I think it's Italian for bitter, isn't it? Amaro.
It is Italian.
Yeah. So that's going to add that. That's going to add that kind of. Well, bitterness. I don't want to sound obvious, but bitter ingredients add bitterness, guys. And
lime juice.
Using
No.
Lime juice is not cloudy white.
Okay, good.
If it is, throw it away. It's been there too long. No, this is orgeat. So orgeat's like an almond kind of syrup.
Oh,
so
it's shit. That sounds really expensive, by the way.
So yeah? This is the only non-alcoholic one that's going in. The other three will have varying.
Okay, so this is kind of like a. I want to say, it's a tea. But it's not a Long Island iced tea, but it's definitely like there's heaps of alcohol in there, kind of.
Yeah. So we've got gin, which is alcoholic, our peach liqueur as well, and there's 30 mils of each, and then you've got 15 mil of the Amaro, which is also alcoholic, and then 15 again of the Orgeat, which is your only one that's not. So once that's all in there, you can give that a smell too, if you like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Smell
is there any of these?
It's going to smell pretty boozy.
Can you be too heavy-handed with any of these and it'll just ruin the whole drink? I feel like one of them might be too, you know?
Yeah, especially the gin. I think the gin's probably the worst one to slip on.
Yeah,
If you put too much in, it will just take over.
And that could totally happen as well, like as the night progresses.
As the shots go down.
People are like, oh, it's mint, everything's mint. No, this tastes like shit now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's busy. That is a busy broth you got there.
This one is, this one's got, it does have a lot going on. That's why we go for the boiling water. So this is also going to brew the tea.
Okay.
So we just filled up.
This is like it really quaint, and like I feel like if you are to serve to make this at the bar, do you quickly put a cardi on?
We're on anyway. I'm from the North Shore. We established that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We established that. I've got a cardigan hanging up waiting for me when I get back. Fuck, I actually do. I actually did wear one to it. Right, so before we...
We're all living our best lives.
Yeah. This is when we go for our thermos.
Nice. And I've already I already kind of know what's in here, and I'm excited about it. This is about to get science-y. To get Let's Make a Volcano with my kid on the weekend-y.
Definitely. So this is our dry ice. So for those of you that don't know what dry ice is, it's basically carbon dioxide that's been frozen really fast using liquid nitrogen, I'm pretty sure.
Christmas is Thriller. There you go.
Give that in there.
Now it's like, now a little Eye of Newt sort of goes in there.
Looking like something out of Harry Potter at this point.
Looking like a little potion. That's ripping.
This is when we pop our little lid on here.
And
you can kind of hear it as well if we hold it up. So you've got
Blinded cat hath mewed. Oh man, that looks red.
Squeeze it down a little bit.
Shit.
Just to push those tea leaves down so the cocktail's clear. And we let it bubble. We kind of like to let it bubble for a little while.
You're damn right we did.
Yeah.
Let that shit bubble, y'all.
Before we pour it out. So this is designed for one person, so it's enough alcohol for just one person to drink.
That's good because John's not here.
But it's kind of nice it's kind of nice in these little teacups. So what we do is we give you a cup, and you can actually refill it again. Get two out of it. So
man.
Make it last a little
longer. We might have to just mock another one to get a good. Dan's just come in here for a bit of filming, but it's kind of like the drink version of This Is Thriller.
Let's pop another one in and see if that just kicks it off.
Yeah, man, fuck yeah! Let's just pop another cube in. Friday tomorrow.
It's Friday. It's Friday somewhere.
Science.
It's having a skit.
Do you want to hold on to the plunger?
Planets align.
No, it's all right.
Oh my god.
Caller, we're pretty busy right now. We're doing science stuff.
She's popping off.
Because you said you had that special gin and it had body, could you solve that if you had to use a different gin by just using more gin?
No, Citadel all the way. Thanks, mate.
You could probably answer that.
In actual fact, no, I wouldn't use more gin. It's not so much the quantity, it's about the actual, the botanicals, the flavor, and what goes in it. You could look for a list of similar ones. If you know what the gin tastes like, you could look for a similar one.
Right on. So get the notes.
It's not a real substitute.
No, I'll attest to that. I've tasted a few gins up here.
There is no, that's why we did choose it for a reason. Yeah, we have a whole back bar. We did choose that one for a reason.
So. Thanks for the call, brother man.
Time for a reason.
Drinks
only quality in Cocktail Corner. All right, let's. Can you have? What does the dry ice actually do?
So
apart from it look fucking rad.
Part of what it does is agitate the drink. So you've noticed that this time we've not stirred or shaken it at all.
Yes. I was actually going to say something.
Well, you see, if you'd called me out, I was prepared. I was ready. So what we've done, you'll see all the bubbles, and we've seen how it's kind of popping off. Mm-hmm. That's doing our mixing for us. So a lot of the dry ice is doing is agitating it. It's also cooling it down. It'll still be served warm.
Okay,
but
great.
It's cooling it down to a point where you're not going to burn yourself if you want to get straight into it. Even though we've used boiling water, so you can brew the tea and then cool it down instantly and mix the drink all just by using dry ice. And again, I feel like every time I come by, I'm always all about that presentation. So I feel like I have to step the game up.
Yeah, Bedford is well known for the good-looking cocktails, by the way.
There we go.
It comes in a quaint little cup, and it's quite colourful, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
It's a rich, like, plum colour, listeners.
So you're getting that from the Amaro, and also mostly from the blueberry tea.
And, like, whenever you get a hot drink, it feels more healthy.
Mm. Although we did put extra dry ice in, but hopefully it's still warm.
Mm. Oh, yo.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's pretty good, eh?
That's good. It's like if I met a Cherry's grandma or something.
She sat you down for a tea. Mm. She gets her dry ice out the freezer.
Does that make sense?
No.
I know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. No, I think that's what you meant. But
I'm painting word pictures.
Yeah. I didn't know you were a poet.
Yeah. This one's a sneak peek too. This one's
I can honestly say I've never had a cocktail like that in my life. So that's cool, man. It's good.
This one will be.
It's like
good on the throat.
Soother, like
a
soother.
It's great on the throat.
Yeah.
Oh,
you kind of just want to keep going back, which is why we give you two servings worth.
Right.
So when you sing,
get your own little. You
each
serve
person,
it in the pot like that. Yeah.
Each person gets one of these. So if three people get one, you'll get three of these guys, and you'll get six little cups essentially out of it.
Very nice.
Yeah, it'll be on the menu from Monday. So Bedford's launching their all new cocktail menu on Monday. And this is a little, we gave you a little sneak peek. If you walk in now, you won't be able to get one, but come Monday, it'll be flying out the door. So
what else is happening at Bedford that we need to know about? Anything apart from this? So you kind of like review the menu and start again like monthly, or how does that work?
Not necessarily monthly. A lot of it's seasons. Mm. You don't really want to be drinking like pineapple and lime drinks in the winter so much as you do in the summer. So we try and like shift with that kind of direction.
Okay.
We had a winter series on recently. We're doing it for four months, once a month. Our last one we did was a salted caramel cheesecake.
Oh man!
Paired with a
son of a bitch. That sounds good.
Kentucky coffee. So it was like Maker's Mark bourbon, some maple syrup. Some fresh coffee, coffee liqueur.
Oh man.
Float it with like a butterscotch cream. Like, we went pretty hard out for it, so we're doing that four times in a row. Wow. And it's like you buy a ticket and do a pub crawl.
That sounds like a scenario.
Yeah, man. So that's what's going on at the moment as well. Mm. The big new menu change, obviously, is the one that all the bartenders are focused on, you know, making sure we've got everything ready and we all know our stuff. It'll be exciting times.
But if I want this, what do I say? I go into Bedford Soda and Liquor and I say, give me that plunger drink.
You could say that. We probably know what you mean. Mm. You can also say, you can also ask for an FBI, which stands for the Flash Brewed Infusion, which is the whole kind of concept here. Yes. So you can ask for one of those.
Okay.
Or you can sit down and sort of read through the whole menu if you want to. It's what you like.
Nice.
There's a thing they can say, what have you got, like 9 pages, I think, on our menu? Nine cocktail pages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's not joke.
It's heavy reading. Yeah.
All right, Ben, Gav, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. Mm. Thank you, of course, to A Plantation and Old Mate Citadel. Same family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, Bedford Soda and Liquor. Very nice.
No worries,
very nice. Look at that. And we've just run right up with Bed.
Oh, perfect.
Doesn't that feel good?
It does feel good.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Plantation Pineapple Rum and Bedford Soda and Liquor.